Lately, I've had on my heart this hope slash frustration slash belief slash fear that is all about the feast of Christ the King. And I don't know if I can even articulate it, but it's been so strongly on my heart lately that I feel the need to try. I'm struggling with the idea that justice doesn't always happen in this life. Justice doesn't always happen in this life. What do I mean? Well, it appears as though so many times the bad guy gets away with it. Perhaps it's in another country where violence or oppression are unchecked or even state-sponsored. Perhaps it's in our own country where immoral doesn't necessarily mean illegal. And even illegal doesn't necessarily mean I'll be caught. And so harmful choices don't always have consequences. And this is the part I have a hard time articulating, Christians will say, well, God knows. God will judge. God will sort it all out in the end. And in the meantime, what, we all get trampled on? It's almost like a version of nice guys finish last. I guess my question is, what justice happens here? And what justice happens sometime after here? Well, for those who believe in heaven and hell, the afterlife can be a pretty good deterrent. But we live with plenty of people who don't. And truth be told, sometimes I act as if I don't. We believe that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. That's the heart of the feast of Christ the King. But wouldn't it make more sense for God to settle things right now? During my high school years, I was blessed to be on stage a few times, sometimes singing, sometimes acting. Not that I did either one really well, but I had a good time. And during my senior year, I was Motel the Tailor in Fiddler on the Roof. And that musical tells the story of a small community of Jews in Russia who are persecuted for their faith and eventually evicted from their town of Anatevka. Well, one of my lines, speaking to the rabbi as we were preparing to flee, I said, "Rabbi, we've been waiting all our lives for the Messiah. Wouldn't now be a good time for him to come?" Well, perhaps I haven't changed much since then. When I see a child hurt, when I see a woman hurt, when I see someone I love hurt, and no one seemingly punished for it, I think, God, maybe you could come back now and settle this. I realize that the second reading said, "You're coming on the clouds, and every eye will see you." But what about now? What about in the meantime? Well, if all of this was perfectly clear in my mind, it probably wouldn't be pressing on my heart right now. But here are some of the things that are helping me to make sense of it. First, I do believe that sin is its own punishment. I think I've seen enough to know that people are generally not happy in sin. It may seem like the bully wins, the cheater wins, the thief wins. But as our happiness conference in September made so clear, if my happiness comes from trampling others, I will never really be happy. So even if I don't see immediate justice, the first punishment is misery. But second, I remember the church's teaching that sin has a double consequence. First of all, it distances me from God. It distances me from heaven. That's the first consequence, eternal punishment. And forgiveness is directed toward that consequence, toward the eternal punishment. But sin also has a second consequence, temporal punishment, which means that my sin has messed up the order of the world, and it needs to be restored. That can either be forced. I have to go to jail. I have to return what I stole. Or I can do the temporal punishment myself. Oh, that's what penance is. That's why some people fast or give to charity or do community service, to help restore things from sin, either theirs or someone else's. And when I die, I could have eternal punishment if I never sought forgiveness for my serious sins. But even if I did receive that forgiveness, I could still have temporal punishment for the harm that my sins did. And that's why we need purification after we die. Now, I realize that I'm not answering all of your objections any more than I'm answering my own. When it's all said and done, it will only be clear, well, when it's all said and done. We've been celebrating some incredible saints this last week who were all martyrs. Saint Cecilia was on Thanksgiving Day. Friday was St. Clement, the fourth pope, and St. Miguel Pro from Mexico. Yesterday was the Vietnamese martyrs from the 1900s. All of those saints died for Jesus Christ. And the world would say, they lost. They lost. But we know that they didn't. We know that they're saints. And with God's grace, one day we will join them.